The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot, may he continue to succeed. Aslaha v'arvaha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Mishmat of Rambin Esther. Ruach Hashem Terehenu B'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Refuah Shilma Yosef Ben Sarah, Sarah Bat Rachel, v'atzlachat Yosef Ben Simcha. Shkaz Baruch Hu, Yishmanim V'chayim. Amen. We are starting today's daf on Sadi Tet Amud Rishon. And we are at the Ve'ikar de Amre. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines from the top. In our previous daf, the Gemara had a question. The question was regarding Shilichut. A man is commissioned to sell half a field, to make it easy. And he ended up selling the whole field. The question was, how do you look at it? Do you look at it as the half is sold, because at least for that part he was his shaliach, or do you say, no, once the guy sold the whole field, he's working on his own, the whole sale is considered nullified. Is it mosif al devarav, or is it ma'avir al devarav? The Gemara went through several proofs to try to prove, but could not come to a conclusion. Now we discuss another version of this discussion. V'ika de amre, and some say like this, ha lo te ba'ayalach, hecha de amar la zil zabin li litka, v'zabin le korah, which means, in a case where the guy told his shaliyah, go buy me half a kur, and the guy went and he bought him the full kur, there's no she'ela on this. That which we had a she'ela on yesterday's daf, Gemara is saying now, v'ika de amre, that we have no she'ela, devadai mosif adevarav aveh. That's for sure, he's mosif adevarav, he's just doing more, so the half of it's going to be considered sold, the other half he can take back. But we don't nullify the whole entire sale. That the Gemara is saying now as a pashut. And incidentally, that is the halakha, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Hoshen Mishpat. What's the question according to this version? Ki tibayelach de'amale, he tells us, shaliyah zil zabin li kora. Go sell a whole field, the aziv zabin li litka. And he sold half the field. Which is the opposite case. Told him, sold the whole thing, sell the whole thing, and he ended up selling half the thing. My. Now what's the shayla? Mi amrinan, do we say, amarle, he told them, which means the shaliyah can tell the owner, the tabalach avdilach. I did you a favor by only selling half. Why? The ilom mitzterche lagzuze, because let's say it's going to come out, you're not going to need, why is he selling the fields? He needs money. So he sold him half a field, right? And he gives him half the money. By the way, I did you a big favor, by the way, because let's say you'll be okay with this money that I gave you, and you're not going to need any more monies, lo matzi tadratpe. If I would have sold you the whole field, you wouldn't be able to retract. Which means, now you still have half a field by you. In the event that this is enough money that you can exist on, whatever you needed it for, so you're in a good position. Had I sold you the whole field, then you said, you know what, I don't need all this money, I don't need all this cash, you're stuck. You'd never be able to get the field back. Once the field is sold, the guy can't come back and say, you know what, I didn't need all this money, could I have my field back? It's too late. So maybe the shaliyah can come along and say, listen, I put you in advantage now. Which means, if you still want to sell the field, you can still sell the field. But what? It's insurance now, which means I gave you half the money because I sold half the field. And now, in the event that, let's say, you're able to make do with the money that you have, you're good. Because if I would have sold the whole thing, you could never get that field back. So that's what the shaliyah's claim is, why the sale shalichara should be a sale. Therefore, it's considered what? Mosif adevarav. That's the case where we consider mosif adevarav. O dilma, Amarle, the Balabai will say, Lo ni halid delifshu shtare alavai. I don't want to hold now too many shtarot, which means now you're going to make me sell the field, half the field to this guy. Okay, I got a shtar in my hand. Now I got to go sell the field, the other half, to somebody else. I don't want to have too many shtarot. Why doesn't he want to have too many shtarot? Because then there's going to be rumors on me. What are the rumors going to be? Wow, this guy's selling everything. He's unloading all his fields. He's going bankrupt, whatever it is. Which means if it's all on one shtar, okay, it's one transaction. One transaction, there's no talk. But now there's a transaction over here. There's a transaction. So you put me at a disadvantage. They're going to think I'm liquidating all my assets. So you put me at a disadvantage over here. Look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. If you're going to regret your sale, if you sold the whole field and you regret it, so I saved you by only selling half. The other one is the guy who doesn't want to look like he's selling all his properties. So Rav Harira Misura came along and answered the question. Tashema. Case of Me'ila. Natan lo dinar shil zahav. Balabayit gives a shaliach a gold coin. Amad lo, doesn't like this. Haveli haluk, go buy for me a shirt. Ve'alach ve'vi lo b'shalosh haluk u'b'shalosh talit. Now, a dinar shel zahav is 6 sila'im. Okay, so that's the conversion. 1 dinar, 6 sila'im. So the guy says, listen, take the 1 dinar, spend the dinar, and get me a shirt. The shaliah comes back. He got him a shirt and a talit. 3 sila'im cost him for the shirt. 3 sila'im cost him for the talit. Okay? Shnehem ma'alu. Both are considered making ma'ilah. Meaning it was found out after that that gold coin was Kodesh. So now both of them are considered what? Making ma'ilah. Now the Gemara, which is the shaliyah and the meshaliyah. The Gemara is going to analyze. I amat pishtama. This is a classic case over here where he told them, spend 6 on the talit, on the haluk, and he spent 3. Yeah. He spent half. That's similar, right? Sell the whole field, and he only sold half. And what are you saying over here? That they're both considered mo'el. Why? Because we consider it saying what? Mosif al devarav aveh. Which means I'm going to be considering what? The haluk that was bought is considered bought. Which means I told you to buy a haluk. Did he buy the haluk? Yeah, he ended up buying a haluk for half the price, right? So he didn't spend all 6 on the haluk. He spent 3 on the haluk, but what? If you tell me the mishaleach is mo'el, that's because the shaleach is considered doing his shalihut. However, if you're going to say ma'avir al devarav amay ma'al, but if you're going to come along to say that once already he started buying extra stuff, that he's working for himself, which is, I told you to buy a haluk for 6. You went and bought for 3 a haluk, and then you bought a talit as well with the other 3. You're on your own. Therefore, why is the mishalaya hayav? So, what are we going to ayah from this case of mi'ilah, that when the shaliyah spends less than he was told, it's considered like Mosif al Devarav, it's considered still working for the Mishaleah, and therefore the sale is considered a sale, therefore the Mishaleah is going to be Mo'el. Kibra says, no raya. You know what the case is talking about over here? The Aitile Shaveh Shesh Mishalosh. He got him a discount. Really, the talit that he bought him was really worth 6. Was really worth a gold dinar. Was really gold, gold dinar. The shirt was worth. Therefore, it's not any out of Mosif. He told him, buy me a haluk that's worth 6. He went, he bought him a talit that's worth 6. Happened to be, he got it for 3. So therefore, he got a good deal. But bottom line, that's why the Mishnah is going, it's got nothing to do with our case over here of Mosif. He didn't tell him, buy me a 6, and he bought him a 3. Buy me a 6. He got him a 6. He happened to get it for cheap. And therefore, he took the other 3 and he bought him also a Tell him that's where the Mishnah is going to be. Hayav. So the Gemara says, Yacheh, Shaliach Hamay Ma'al. So why is the Shaliach considered Mo'el? The Gemara says, obvious. A Talet. He's considered Mo'el because of the Talet anyway. Who should have bought a Talet? That was his own item. Yacheh. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the way you're learning the case,
okay,
where the case was he spent on the Haluk, and the Haluk was worth 6, so it's not really analogous to what we're trying to prove.
No.
But if that's the case, Ema Sefa, I'm going to bring you a question from the end of that braita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Bezeh, even in this case over here, Baal Abayit Lo Ma'al. Mepenesh Yachol Lomar, Haluk Gadol Hayiti Mevakesh, Ve'ata Heveta Li Haluk Katan Vera. Which means, even in this case over here, the Baal HaBayit can come along and say, Baal HaBayit's not Mo'el. You worked on your own over here. Why? Because he can come along and say, I could have got a bigger Haluk, based on the way you purchased. How? Does she? Which means like this. If indeed the case is like you're telling me, with the Shaliyah, I got a good deal. Shaliyah bought a 6 Shaveh Haluk. He paid for 3. So the Mishaliyah could come along and say, if you got such a deal, if you would have spent what I told you to spend, the full dinar, you would have got a much bigger one. Did I tell you to spend 6? I told you to spend 6. So you're coming back to me, oh, don't worry, I spent 3. And I got you the value of 6. No, you would have got a bigger discount. If you would have spent all the 6, they would have gave you a better quality garment. Therefore, you didn't work for me. I told you to spend the 6. Therefore, according to the Yehuda, even in this case over here, the Shaliach is considered on the hook and the Mishaleach is off the hook. So the Gemara explains. That's what he explains. So let's read again. He can come along, meaning the Mishaliach can tell the Shaliach, Haluk gadol hayiti mevakesh. I wanted a bigger garment. V'atavet li haluk katan. So he didn't do my shilichut at all. Comes the Gemara and says, my ra. What does it mean when he's telling the Shaliach, you brought me haluk ra, katan v'ra. You brought me a small one and bad. What do you mean a bad one? So the Gemara explains, ra bedamin. Meaning you bought it for less money than I told you. Why? The amarle, because the Baal HaBayit can tell him, atitli beshit. If you would have bought it for 6 like I told you, because you can't have a shevet tartesare. They would have brought me a garment that's really worth 12. If you bought for 3, you got 6.
More than
if you would have spent more than 12, because they give you a bigger discount, because the more you spend, obviously they give you a bigger discount, which means even more than that. Look at Ashi. Ra bedamim. Shekaro bedamim mu'atim. Hu siva lektot b'shesh. Vim tomar ma'ich pate. You say, what's the difference? Bottom line, you got what you wanted. I'll tell you why. Tamar le. I aitit li b'shit. Kol sheken de marvach natfe. Well, the most I would have had an advantage. Why? Da'av ha-shavet tartesare de da'asrem gedolim. Why? What's the rule? Ashi gives you the rule in buying. Shalokeya harbe biyahad. When a guy buys a lot, you know, at one time, in bulk, muzlega betafeh, they give him a discount. And then for this guy now, instead of, you spent 3, they gave you a thing of worth 6. If you would have spent 6, they would have gave you even a bigger discount. So that's the claim against the Baal HaBayit has against the Mishaleya. So comes the Gemara and says, which means, let's review now the Shekla Vitaria. Let's get the Shekla Vitaria good over here. The Gemara came along and said, you know what the case is talking about over here? The case is talking about where he bought an item of 6 and he paid 3.
Yeah.
So that was really got nothing to do with the case of that we're discussing over there, because our question was, if he told him sell a half and he ended up selling, sorry, he told him sell a whole and he ended up selling a half. this case over here, he told him, spend six, and technically he brought back an item that was worth six. So therefore he brought him back a talit that was worth six. He just got a discount. No. Good. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we have a question from the Sefa. Rabbi Yehuda says, in that case, over there, the Baal HaBayit is off the hook. Why? Because he can tell him, you brought me something back, Ra' V'Katan. Now we understand when it says Ra' V'Katan, normally Ra' V'Katan would mean, I told you to buy me a six item, and you bought me something that was worth three. But the way you're learning now, that he brought him back item that was really worth six, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Ra' V'Katan. Understand the question of the Gemara. I repeat, if you're learning the case of the Gemara, like we initially thought, where he told him spend six and he ended up only spending three, so now I understand what the Biuda comes along and says, that the Mishaleah can come along and say, listen, I asked you to spend me six, you brought me a chaluk that's worth three, it's not v'katan, you did your own shiliut, I'm off the hook. But now that you're learning the case, that it's talking about, we sold him, we bought him a talit or a haluk that is worth six.
For three.
He had to get a discount. He's bringing it back what he wanted.
Six.
How could he come along now to Mishaleah and say, you brought me Ra'vikatan?
Because you could have
gotten
me a 12.
So comes the Gemara and says, I'll tell you what Ra'vikatan means. That is the case. And he's just saying, because if you would have spent more like I told you, you would have ended up getting something even worth more than 12. So therefore, he has claims. So we can learn the case is like that. Mm-hmm. And the Biuda makes sense as well. And therefore, you have no proof to our discussion. Comes the Gemara and says, Daikanameh. Daikanameh, I'm going to bring you an ayah that we're explaining the Braita correctly. Why? Diktani, because it says, Modeh Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Modeh. Bikitnit. What is kitnit? Kitnit is, let's say, beans.
Legumes,
exactly. Let's say he gave him a selah. And do me a favor, go buy me a selah worth of beans. So what did he do? He bought it for him for half a selah. And then with the other half a selah, he went and he bought something else. Then they found out that the selah was actually Kodesh. So what does it say? Shishnehem ma'alu. Look at Rashi. Daikaname. What are we trying to prove over with the Daikaname? Look at the bottom of Rashi. Daikaname de ra de ka'amar bihuda. When it says ra, it doesn't mean the quality of the item, because he got a six. Ra bidamim ka'amar. It's bad in value. Why? It's talking about where he brought him an item that was worth six. V'ta'ama k'damran. B'diktari modib b'kitnit. The fact that it says later on in the Gemara, in the Braita there, that the Buddha is more than when it comes to beans, that meaning, when it comes to beans and things like that, these items are sold by a set price. No matter how much you pay, you still get the same exact number. Mm-hmm. So therefore, in this case over here, the Biuda is Modeh, that when he brings them back, let's say, a half a selah worth, he cannot come along and tell him, oh, if you would have spent more money, if you would have spent the full selah on it, you would have got more value. There's no more value. And items that are sold by measure, so they're not going to discount the item if you're going to give them more money. So the fact that you see the Biuda is Modeh Dafka by Kitniot, because the price is fixed, like the Gemara says, Shakitnit besela vikitnit befruta. Meaning, there's no discount. They sell a kitnit shiur besela, which would be, let's say, 6 dinarim, vikitnit befruta. And they sell the same amount, let's say, for a pruta, which means there's a set price. There's a certain amount of kitnit befruta. Every pruta you pay, you get a certain amount of kitniot. And even if you buy a selah's worth, they're just going to give you the exact amount based on the price of kitnit befruta. Rashi, shekitnit besela hi kitnit befruta. Lefi hashbon perutot besela. Which means they're just going to give you as much kitniot as how many perutot are in a selah. Exactly. The mishum de zabin tefeh, because he buys more, lomos legabeh. They're not going to drop the price. The Gemara explains. What's the case over here? If you're telling me it's in the case over here, watch. If you tell me it's a case over here where they sell bishuma, where they sell, let's say, kitniyot, an evaluation, which they don't sell at a set price. If he would have gave him a sela, he would have gave him a discount. I mean, if they're selling already not at a set price, the chadar should be modeh when he gave him a sela to buy, and he comes back and he only spends half the sela. I come along and say, hey, if you would have spent the full sela, I would have got a discount. Exactly. It must be talking about a case over here where they sell it bechane. Bechane. The amar le. Kana befruta. What's that? Look at Rashi, third line. Kana befruta. Imata hafetz yoter. Shlach od. Send more money. Vekach. The im now. Which means like this. They're selling, like, say, in a tube. Okay. They sell by the tube, let's say. A kana is like, I'm assuming kana is a tube.
Vessel.
Yeah, in a vessel. Which means they sell by the cup, let's say, or in a kana, in a vessel, which means the guy's saying like this, well, no matter what I bought for you, you're going to get what you're going to get. Even if I would have bought, let's say, the full value of the money that you gave me, you're still going to get exactly what you're going to get. So there's no discount on the money.
Yeah.
And Nashi says now the proof. Kana kana befruta, very important Nashi. Imata hafetz yoter, shelach ot vekach. Give me more money, I'll go buy for you. Now, v'im resha haluk ra mamash ka'amar. Now, if you're going to learn the resha, here's the key. Where the guy sent him to buy a shirt for six, and he came back and he bought him a shirt for three. She'en ha-shaveh el ha-shalosh, udkivate gabe kitniyot. And then, similarly, we'd have to say the case by kitniyot. Da'amar le'aveh li b'selah fulin. He told him, buy me a selah fulin. Ve'vi lo ba'asi selah, k'shaveh ha-si selah. Right, he told him, buy me a selah worth of beans, and he ended up coming back with only hatzi selah, ubhasi selah, hedevilo minahed. And let's say with the other half, he bought something else. Amay ma'al ba'alabayit. Why is the ma'alabayit more? Lemale l'shave selah iti sarich pulin. Which means, just like in the resha, he could tell, listen, I told you to buy me a six, you bought me a three. What does Rabbi Yehuda say in that case? If you were learning the case, it would be like that. What Rabbi Yehuda say, the guy come along and say, I wanted a six, you gave me three. I'll see you later. I have nothing to do with this over here. If you're learning like that, then the Sefa doesn't make sense. Because the Sefa would be a case of what? We told him, buy me a Selah's worth of Fudin. And he comes and tells, he buys him a half a Selah worth of Fudin. And would we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is more than that case, that the Meshaleah is going to be Hayav. But according to that logic, why should be Hayav? He tells us, I want you to buy a sailor. You only bought me a half.
Yeah.
Ela what? The case mustn't be like that. When it says in the Resha, Ra, it must be Ra B'damim. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda's case is talking about where he told him, I want you to buy me a six. He bought him a six. Oh, so what's the claim? Ra B'damim. You would have spent all the money over there. I could have got a bigger garment. Good. But in the Sefa, where he comes along and says, spend a selah's worth, and he comes back with a half a selah, he can't come and tell me, I want you to buy a selah. Yeah, what's the difference? The value, you didn't lose anything.
Exactly.
Go take the other half a selah, go buy it. Even if I would have spent the full selah, you weren't getting anything more. Jeez, the only reason why the Biyuda said, the Mishaleah is off the hook, because he can come along with a claim of Ra' B'damim.
Mm-hmm.
He can come along and say, monetarily, you put me at a disadvantage because I told you to spend the whole thing. But by the full thing, could the Mishaleach say that? No, what are you going to say? I told you to spend the full selah. Did that cause you any loss of it? So go spend the other half of selah. You'll get the same thing. Which, even if I would have spent the whole thing, you're not getting any discount. Okay. Let me review. The Gemara tried to bring a proof over here to a question. I'll give you the whole sugya for a second. The Gemara's question was like this. We want a case where a person told his shaliach, I want you to sell me the whole field.
Mm.
He went along and sold half the field. So we want to know, how do you consider that? Is that considered at least half the field of soul? Do you say the whole thing is nullified? How do you look at it? So the Gemara wanted to bring a ra'aya from a case of Mi'ilah. What's the case of Mi'ilah? Guy go tells the Shaliach, here's a dinar, it's one gold coin which is worth 6 sila'im. Tell me if ever buy me a haluk. The guy went, he bought him a haluk for 3, and he bought a talet also. So the Gemara says over there, what's the deen? Both of them are hayav Mi'ilah. Oh? We understand why. Because bottom line, I told you to buy me a 6, you bought me a 3. That's like saying, sell me the whole field. And he only sold them half. Correct? I want you to take these coins, spend them, buy me a 6, you bought me a 3. But what? The Mishnah is hayav. That means you're still working for me. It's just that you were mosif. Okay, very good. So we solved that question. And the Mishnah is going to be, hayav because he bought also a talit. Oh, so that's the Gemara's understanding. Gemara says, no, that's not the case. The case is talking about where he ended up actually buying him a talit that was worth 6. That's what the Mishaleach's hayav. I told him, buy me an item of 6. He fulfilled the shalichut. He bought him an item that's worth 6. Happened to me, he got it for 3. The Mishaleach's going to be hayav because he bought also a talit. So that's no comparison to a case where I told you to sell the whole and you sold only half. Here I told you, sell, which means get me a full talit worth 6, and you brought me back a talit that was worth 6. That's fine. So the Gemara says, hold it. If that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make sense. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the Braita, comes along and says that in that case over there, the guy can come along and say, what kind of talit you got me? The talit is ra. Ra'vekatan, therefore the Mishaleach is off the hook. Come on, we ra'vekatan. He asked for a 6, he got him a 6. We're calling ra'vekatan. No. Ra' means ra'bedamim. He can come along to you, put me at disadvantage for my money. I told you to spend 6. You spent 3 and you got a 6. If you would have spent the 6, I could have got a much better quality. So the Gemara says, and I'll prove it to you that it has to be that way. That the Ra' that the Biyud that was talking about was Ra' bin Damim. You know how? In the case of the Kitniyot. The guy, because this is Modere Biyuda, where he sends him, he gives him a Selah. Right? He doesn't go buy me a Selah worth of beans. So he tells him, wow, he has and he comes back and he wants to buy me half a Selah. Rabbi Yehuda's modeh that the Mishaleach is hayav. Now, if you're going to tell me the cases, and why? Because when it comes to beans, there's no such thing as putting him at a disadvantage. Because even if he would have sold the whole selah, he wouldn't get any more beans. Because beans is no discount, but beans are sold by the price. By the shiur, which means whether you spend the selah or you spend the piruta. They're just going to sell you the selah of how many pirutot there are in a selah. That's what it is. They don't give you a discount because you're buying more. And what? That's the ra'ayah that Rabbi Yehuda's modeh. Because if you would have learned the first case is talking about, wait, the claim was what? I told you to buy me a 6 and you bought me a 3. So the same thing would be in the sefa. I told you to buy me a selah and you only bought me a half. Then Rabbi Yehuda, it should be a difference. But from the fact that he came along and said, by the kitniot, he's more there, must because the first case is, he says, I told you to spend 6, now you put me at a disadvantage because you would have spent the whole thing, you would have got more. Mashiach, in this case over here,
you're not going to get more.
You're not going to get more. So therefore, to be with that is more there. So then we have no ra'aya for our cases yet to the question that we posed originally. Continues. Tries to bring a ra'aya again. Gemara says like this, Tashema. That was the end of our Mishnah. Lady's Ketubah was worth 400 zuz. She sold the field, she got 100. She sold another field from the Yatomim, she got 100. She sold the third field, she got 100. So far she's paid up 300, she's fine. When it came to the fourth field, she sold a field that was worth 101. She sold it for 100. She discounted it. So what did we say? The last field is void. The sale is void. The shel kulan mechran kayam. But the first three fields, the mechir is kayam. Okay, Rashi. Shel kulan mechran kayam. Vahacha dinizbune barba mea shadruha. The Yitomim technically are saying, you have a right to sell fields worth 400. But she went and sold the field originally. The first field she sold was only for 100. And we see the field, the sale is valid. Let's understand the analogy. Technically, the Yitomim owe her 400. So she has rights to sell a field worth 400. So it's like the Yitomim are saying, go sell a field that's worth 400. She comes along and she sells a field that's only worth 100. What do we say? The sale is considered valid. Similarly, when I tell my Shaliyah, go buy me, go sell the whole field, and they go and sell half the field, so I'll say the sale is considered kayam. Mm. So comes the Gemara and says, what kind of ra'ayah is that? Keda amar rav shesha bered rav idi b'ketineh. I can tell you the case is talking about where the Yetumim, they only have parcels, small parcels of fields. Which means, if they had one field worth 400, right? And she comes along and she'll sell the field for 400 and she comes along and sells part of that big field. Okay, maybe that's a question. Mashiach it over here, all the Yetumim's fields were just small fields. So when he comes along, the Yetumim, and tells the Almana, okay, sell up to 400. She has no choice but to sell portions of the field that each one is worth 100 each. Does she? Bekatine. Lo ayu sadot lalu yahad. They weren't next to each other. They weren't together. Ve'en ru'in la'adam ehad. They're not ra'ui to sell to one person. Which means, from the inception when they told you could sell 400, they meant to sell all the lands. Because what do we say? Maybe the guy doesn't want to be known as unloading all his properties. Mm. But in this case over here, what do you want? That's the only properties he had. So when she has a right to sell 400, so she sold the first one for 100. Could the Yitomim come back along and say, hey, we told you to sell 400. She could say, show me your field that's worth 400. I would have sold it. The fields itself are not worth 400. They're all just species. So therefore, in that case over there, it's as if he stipulated from the beginning, the Yitomim that is, sell the fields until you get to 400. So you have no da'aya from that case as well. And therefore, we did not answer yet our original question. Gemara continues. Peshita, Amar le'ehad velo le'shnayim. Ha'amar le'ehad velo le'shnayim. What's the case? Says she. Peshita, Amar le'shlucho. A guy tells his messenger, Mechor li bet kur misadotai. Sell me one of my fields. Le'ehad velo le'shnayim. He clearly tells him, I only want you to sell it to one person. Do not sell it to two people. Okay, well, he says clearly, the had velo le'shnayim is pashut. You can only sell it to one and not to two. Amar le'ehad stama mai. But let's say he just says sell it to one, but he doesn't stipulate not to two. He just says sell it to one. What's the interpretation of that, Rashi? Amar le'ehad stama velo pidesh velo le'shnayim. Mi'avi gilui da'ata olo. Is that considered a gilui da'at, a revelation of his opinion, or not? He says, yeah, it means to one and not to two people. No, when he says le'ehad, tell it to one person, I mean, he can sell it even to two people, he can even sell it to 100 people. People are not normally makpid. They want to sell their field. They don't care if they sell it to one person or two people. It's the way people talk. I mean, if I ever sell my field to one person, or sell my field to one guy. If he wasn't makpid, he would have said, sell it to one and not to two. From the fact that he didn't say not to two, and he just said, sell it to one. That's the way people talk. So comes the Gemara says, Rav Nachman le Suda. Rav Nachman found himself in Suda. Ode Gaber, Rav Chasda v'Rabba Bar Avuna. So who came to visit him? The rabbis of Chasda v'Rabba Bar Avuna. Amru le ki ay gavna mai. So they asked him a similar question like this. The guy told Shaliyah, sell the field to one. And he didn't stipulate not to two. So he wanted to know what's the deen. Amar lehu le'ehad. One doesn't mean anything. You can sell it to two people, you can even sell it to 100 people. So comes the Gemara and says, next question. Amru le, afal gav de ta'a shaliyah, What's that? She says, "Umachar bezol." She, let's say now you have a case where a guy sends a shaliyah to go sell something, and he sells the item bezol. He sells it cheap. And she writes, "Nema name the mikro kayam." How far you want to go with the shaliyah? You tell me. Even if the guy goes and makes a sale that was, he could have got more money. Do you say also mikro kayam? Do you say that the sale is valid? Amar lehu de ta'a shaliyah lo kamina. I'm not talking about where the shaliyah was torah. You asked me a question. If he says to sell it to one, and the shaliyah went and sold it to two people, okay, that's okay. But if the shaliyah himself, let's say, he sold the field for the wrong price, I didn't say that. Amru le, so they tell the rabbi. Va'amar mor en ona'a lekarkaot. But remember, Rabbi, you taught us that there's no such thing as ona'a by karka, which means when you sell a field, there's no such thing as overcharging on a field or undercharging on a field. Normally on product, there's a nyan of ona'a. First he goes to buy something, let's say, and he overpays for it, so the sale is batil. Or let's say he was underpaid for it, he can come along and say, it was usury, you charged me too much money for the product. So now, they're asking the rabbi, the shaliach made a mistake, which means he sold the field for cheap. So technically you could say that the one that bought the field is guilty of ona'a. But how could you tell me that? There's no ona'a by karkaot. So if there's no ona'a by karkaot, the law of ona'a does not apply to karka. So therefore it shouldn't make a difference what the shaliach sold it for. He's the shaliach of the Baal HaBayit. Whatever he sold it for, the sale should be kayam. So Gemara says, no, hani mi de'echad ta'a Baal HaBayit. That's when the guy himself made a mistake, which means when the Baal HaBayit himself is selling the field, then I say, in ona'a by karkaot, no matter what the Baal HaBayit himself sold it for, because he's in charge of the sale, so if he can do whatever he wants. Aval ta'a shaliach. But if the shaliach made a mistake, amar le l'tikune shadatich v'lo l'avvati. Of course, a person can tell the shaliach, I sent you to be my agent to do good for me, not to do bad for me. Forget about ona'a. We're not hitting it from the ona'a aspect. Really, ona'a is not the issue of it. Which means, even if it was undersold, it's not going to mevatil the sale from that standpoint. But from the standpoint of the guy, come along and say, listen, you're my agent. Why, I sent you to do, put me at a disadvantage, or put me at an advantage. So therefore, the sale is nullified if he makes a mistake. Comes Gemara says, "Umin atimra." How do you know the shani ben shaliach lebala bayit? How do you know there's a difference between the shaliach and the bala bayit when it comes to these things? Itnam, we have a mishnah. Ha'omer lishlucho. Guy tells the shaliach, "Sev v'trom. Go and take teruma from my field." Guy has a field, so he has to take teruma. So he says to his shaliach, "Do me a favor, go to my field and take the allotted amount of teruma." He doesn't tell him how much to take, but min haTorah, you only take one chita. One chita is poter the whole kri. However, min haRabbanan, the rabbis made shi'urim. Shi'ur of a binoni guy, mediocre guy is 1/50. Shi'ur of a ayin yafa or generous man is 1/40 of the field, and ayin ra'a is 1/60. But this guy, he didn't specify. Just go to my field, take teruma. Torem kedad Baal HaBayit. So he has to take according to what he understands the level of the Baal HaBayit is. V'im enu yodea dato shel Baal HaBayit. And if he doesn't know the dat of the Baal HaBayit, Torem bebenonit. So he takes the mediocre shoot, echad b'chamishim. Now, pichet asara osif asara trumato truma. And even if he was off by a tenth, which means, let's say, he gave 1/40 or he gave 1/60, it's okay, trumato truma. But if the Baal HaBayit himself, let's say, went into his own field to take teruma, Tanya, we learned in the Braita, Taram, he took teruma. He didn't calculate. He took some teruma, and it turned out he ended up taking 1/20. What's the deen? Terumato, teruma. His teruma is indeed teruma. So what do you see? There's a difference between a shaliach and the Baal HaBayit himself. The Baal HaBayit himself, when he's taking the teruma, has more leverage. Even if he makes a teruma of 1/20, we say teruma tot teruma. But if a shaliach would make such a mistake, and teruma tot teruma, we only give him leverage between 1/50, 1/40, and 1/60. So you see, there's a difference between when the guy's doing it himself or when the shaliach is being sent. Comes the Gemara, continues Tashema. We have a braita. Haita ketubata arba meod zuz. Right, what do we say in the Mishnah? That the ketubah, let's say, of the lady was 400 zuz. Machra leze b'maneh, veleze b'maneh, ulacharon shaveh maneh v'dinar b'maneh, shil acharon batel, v'shil kulan, mechran kayam. What do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned, let's say a lady has a ketubah for 400, right? So what are the yitomim really telling her? The yitomim are making her like a shaliach. Because they're really telling her, your ketubah is 400, you have rights to sell karka that's worth 400. That's the way it works, which means she's allowed to sell these fields over there as like an agent of the yitomim. Good, so she sells field number one, she gets 100. Okay, so far she's owed now 300. She sells field number two, she gets 100. We said there was a gersa a third time. She sells field number three, she gets 100. Now all she's owed left is what? 100 left. What did she do? She went, there was a field that was worth 101, and she sold it for 100. So she discounted the price. So what did we say over there? We said the sale is void. She's the last. The last field is void. So what's the question? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tashemai, Taketubata, Ve'i afushesh tare kepedai. We're going back. If a person normally is makpid, the logic of all these questions was, a guy doesn't want to have many shtarot. When a guy is selling a field, what was the whole premise of the question? A guy says, sell it to one and not to two. Why would he want to sell a field to two people? What does he care about people you sell the field to? Because the logic was, normally people do not want to have a lot of shtarot. What's the reason why they don't have a lot of shtarot? I sold it to this guy, I sold it to that guy, because then he gets a bad name in the street. And this guy, he's selling all his properties, unloading all his property. He'd rather have one shtar, he sold his property to one guy. So this is not a, you know, talk that the guy's just selling everything that he has. He's liquidating everything that he has. So if that's the case, so you tell me a person, generally speaking, apushesh shtarot, does not want to have a lot of shtarot, then how could you tell me the guy, the Yitomim told the lady, sell fields, so sell the fields up to 400 Jews. So she goes now, she comes back with three shtarot, and she's trying to sell the fourth field as well. What do you mean? We should say what? She meant sell to one person. Don't. So she should go sell now three separate fields. And she says, the Yitomim never said sell it only sell to one. However, which means the Bet Din, we should be the spokesman, so to speak, to protect the Yitomim. Yes. Even though the Yitomim themselves did not specify, but Bet Din should intercede and say, listen, you can't put the Yitomim at a disadvantage, Almana. And therefore, Almana, when you're selling, just sell one time. What are you selling four times for? Yitomim did not specify. But I don't care if they didn't specify. Like how the Bet Din should intercede for the Yitomim and say, listen, you can't put these Yitomim at a disadvantage. How many fields do you want to sell? Just sell one field for 400. What are you selling all these separate fields, giving them all these shtarot now? They look like you're putting them in, you know, a pusher shtarot, which people don't like to have shtarot. You know what I answer? Like we answered on previously. The case was talking about that's all the Yitomim had. They had parcels of fields that were not next to each other. So the only way to get to 400 was to sell one over here and one over there. And if they had one big field, the Beit Din would make them sell that one big field for 400, but then that wasn't the case. Right. So therefore, you assume that the Yitomim understood that going in. When they said, go sell the fields for the 400 for your ketubah, they knew you're going to have to sell it by pieces because that's the size of the properties that were available. Amen, amen.